From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Syrian insurgent groups launched a new offensive seeking to break a government siege on rebel-held neighborhoods in the northern city of Aleppo. Militants claimed that they had achieved their goal, and Syrian state TV said the attack was repelled and the army had regained control of the area it lost earlier in the day. Such conflicting claims are not uncommon in Syria when offensives are underway. Militants have launched several attacks in recent days to try to break the siege of Aleppo. Belgian police say a man wielding a machete injured two female police officers in the city of Charleroi. The attack took place outside a police station about 50 kilometers south of Brussels. The attacker was shot by a third police officer and later died at the hospital. Belgian police spokesman David Quignot said the attacker violently struck the faces of the two police officers while he was shouting, "Allahu Akbar." The Shawalal attack came after 32 people died in March during coordinated bomb attacks on the Brussels airport and a subway station. Islamic State militants claim responsibility. Brussels has been on high alert for terrorist attacks since the attacks in March. South African President Jacob Zuma, reeling from historic losses in local elections, says voters are sending out messages all around and that his ruling African National Congress is, in his words, going to listen very, very carefully. Zuma spoke at vote tallies continued, ANC losing control of the capital, Pretoria, and its majority in the second largest city and economic center, Johannesburg. This is VOA News. Russia and Ukrainian media say the Russian-backed leader of a separatist region in eastern Ukraine was seriously wounded in an apparent assassination attempt. Pro-Russian separatist Lugansk Information Center said a bomb exploded Saturday near the car of rebel leader Igor Plotnitsky in the capital of the self-proclaimed Lugansk People's Republic. By early today, no one had claimed responsibility. Meantime, the UN Refugee Agency reporting it has received the go-ahead for de facto separatist rulers of eastern Ukraine to help repair thousands of homes damaged or destroyed during the military conflict there. Lisa Schlein reporting from Geneva.
The war has claimed more than 5,600 lives and wounded nearly 14,000. It has left much devastation in its wake. The UN Refugee Agency reports it has, for the first time in 5 months, been able to reach thousands of people in the Lugansk region of eastern Ukraine. UNHCR spokesman William Spindler says life has been a nightmare for the many others who remain.
UNHCR officials met a 77-year-old former construction worker named Petro and his wife. They had lived in a tiny basement room, the only part of the shelled home that protected them from snow, rain, and wind, for more than 2 years.
Spindler says a UNHCR team in Lugansk, working with a local construction company and volunteers, plans to have 1,500 homes rehabilitated by October. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Chinese Coast Guard officials, air patrols, fishing fleets have reasserted their disputed maritime claims in two distant areas despite last month's ruling by an international tribunal that their territorial claims in the South China Sea have no legal basis. As the Rio Olympic Games got underway, President Obama used his weekly address to talk about the athletes participating.
That idea that you can succeed no matter where you're from is especially true this year. We'll cheer on athletes on the first ever Olympic refugee team. 10 competitors from the Congo, Ethiopia, South Sudan, and Syria who personify endurance.
Syrian swimmer Yusra Mardini, who survived a harrowing sea crossing a year ago, is now among those 10 refugees at the Olympics. Saturday, she won her preliminary heat in the 100-meter butterfly, but the result was not enough to advance her to the semifinals. Mardini will compete in a second individual event on Wednesday when she swims the women's 100-meter freestyle. Get more on the Olympics, keep up with the medal count, and all the news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.